This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, March 20th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from To Enjoy Magazine, a local publication featuring the arts, culture, and entertainment. The March-April edition showcases responsible living. Subscriptions and more information available at 464-8900 or numeral 2enjoymag.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, what goes into a TED Talk? Two TEDx Fayetteville speakers discuss how they are preparing their speeches on discovery. Also, musicians from the band Cuddy Rye come into the Furman Garner Performance Studio to discuss and perform songs from their upcoming album.
Plus, Roby Brock discusses a busy day for the Arkansas legislature and more. But first, a bill to require Arkansas voters to show identification before casting a ballot is on its way to the governor after clearing its final hurdle in the Senate yesterday.
Cast the ballot. Senate Bill 2 passed as amended by the House, 22 yeas, 12 nays, enroll it.
The bill was already passed by the Senate, but it picked up an amendment in the House, so yesterday's vote was to adopt the amendment. Opponents of the bill say it's an unnecessary barrier to voting for poor and older voters. Speaking on the Senate floor against the bill, Senator Joyce Elliott, a Democrat from Little Rock, likened the voter ID requirement to undue hardships imposed on black voters to keep them from voting.
I never dreamed that I would have to face the same kind of things. It might not mean that to you. It obviously does not. But I'm telling you, unless we are fixing a problem today that you can demonstrate exists, there is no compelling reason to do this.
The bill's sponsor, Republican Senator Brian King of Green Forest, says requiring voters to show ID will only strengthen the democratic process.
We address those concerns, and I can see where they're coming from on their concerns. But the reality is, as we've looked at other states, that voter turnout has went up where they passed this. So the voter suppression thing, we've debated that and been through that. The part about the poll tax, we've made it where they just have to go to the county clerk's office and they get an ID to be able to vote. I mean, we've made this pretty simple.
The next stop is Governor Mike Beebe's desk. He has not said whether he'll sign it, but says he's asked the Attorney General about the constitutionality of the law. We'll have more on the bill's passage later on this edition of Ozarks at Large.
Michael Cannon of the Cato Institute says Arkansas lawmakers should avoid as much state responsibility involved with the Federal Affordable Care Act as possible. The health policy expert from the Free Market Cato Institute spoke with lawmakers today in the Senate Insurance and Commerce Committee to discuss the state's options regarding what to do with its health insurance exchange. Cannon says the state should leave the exchange up to the federal government.
Rather than create a health insurance exchange or even try to help the Obama administration implement an exchange through a partnership model, I think that the state's much better off trying to protect its employers and those 130,000 Arkansas residents from these illegal taxes.
Cannon says an Oklahoma lawsuit calling part of the Affordable Care Act an illegal tax could force lawmakers to take another look at the entire law. Annabelle Ember-Tuck, chair of the Arkansas Access to Justice Commission, provided another view to reporters following the meeting. She's on an advisory committee for the health insurance exchange the state is already working on and says the state will be more responsive when dealing with individual consumers' issues.
Our insurance department will be there for the complaints. Have you ever tried to call Washington to complain about something? You can complain here under this partnership and under a state exchange and get some action.
In response to a question from Democratic Senator Joyce Elliott of Little Rock, Cannon said he was there to both advise legislators on the state's health insurance exchange and to push stopping the Affordable Care Act altogether.
Facilities Management at the University of Arkansas will receive an honor from the Arkansas chapter of the U.S. Green Building Council. The department has been recognized for achievements in sustainable design and construction. University officials say by the beginning of the next fall semester, more than 30 buildings on campus will either be LEED certified or under consideration for that distinction. The buildings include new construction and renovation projects. The award will be presented next month during the Green Tie Awards in Fayetteville.
A proposed new facility on the UA campus is getting a funding boost. Nick and Carolyn Cole are contributing $250,000 to the planned construction of a new performing arts center. The venue, the Jim and Joyce Faulkner Performing Arts Center, is expected to seat 650 people and will be inside the renovated old field house on campus.
State Representative Darren Williams, a Democrat from Little Rock, and Senator Jonathan Dismang, a Republican from Beebe, are both sponsoring a new House bill known as the New Markets Jobs Act. It's geared toward the private sector in the form of tax cuts to encourage investment in community development of struggling areas, which could bolster the creation of new jobs across the state. According to Representative Williams, the bill is based on the existing federal New Markets Plan, one that he says has created success in other states.
Missouri passed legislation. They've created 3,700 jobs since passing this legislation. Florida's created over 4,000 jobs with an average wage of about $4,000. So we believe this is a smart way to give more tools to the Arkansas Economic Development Commission to try to expand existing business to create jobs, as well as to try to grow new jobs in the state of Arkansas.
The New Markets Jobs Act is currently supported by over 60 members of the House and Senate and has been referred to the Committee on Agriculture, Forestry, and Economic Development for further consideration.
The Arkansas Razorback softball team is at the 20-win mark after the first no-hitter thrown by a Razorback softball pitcher in more than 7 years. Kimmy Beasley tossed the gem yesterday against Savannah State. Arkansas is now 20-10. The last no-hitter thrown by an Arkansas pitcher was March 5th, 2006. Arkansas plays at Savannah State again this evening.
The first few hours of spring might include some wintry precipitation. Just how much depends on where you live. Today's forecast includes sunny conditions with highs from the upper 40s to the mid-50s for the entire region. Tonight, the expectation is for a few clouds, lows from 27 to 35. Then, tomorrow, 90% of chance of freezing rain or sleet or possibly snow. Little or no accumulation expected around Fayetteville, though as much as a half inch might be seen around Eureka Springs, and parts of Benton County could receive up to an inch. Harrison might see up to 2 inches, according to the National Weather Service. Tomorrow's forecast for the Arkansas River Valley includes mostly rain. Highs throughout the listening area tomorrow are expected to be above freezing and as warm as 50 in parts of the River Valley. A variety of precipitation is in the forecast for Thursday night. Again, the type of precipitation will vary depending on location.